I'm David, and this is Don't Get Dead, your information pathway to a more safe and secure living experience. Tips on staying alive and keeping your possessions in a dangerous world. Paid subscribers at Substack keep access to all the written archives, keep the Don't Get Dead series alive, and activate an on-call response from me as their personal or business security consultant. Get quick answers or in-depth discussions about any security or safety issues of concern. It's a cost-effective way to utilize professional security expertise as you need it at your home or business. An active shooter situation is a terrifying and life-threatening event that can happen anywhere, at any time. Whether you're at work, school, shopping, or on the street, it's important to be prepared and know how to respond to an active shooter. Cope, cover, observe, plan, execute. The first step in coping with an active shooter is to seek cover and to get out of the line of fire. If you're in a building, try to find a room that can be locked and barricaded. Turn off the light, silence your phone, and stay low to the ground. If you're outside, find a large object to hide behind, such as a tree or a parked car. Avoid open spaces and try to stay out of the shooter's line of sight. Next, observe the shooter, their relative location, and their actions. If you can see the shooter, try to determine their location and direction they're moving. Look for any possible exits or escape routes. Stay quiet and listen for any sounds of gunshots or other signs of danger. Once you have assessed the situation, it's time to execute your response. There are three options when dealing with an active shooter: run, hide, or fight. If possible, the best option is usually to run and escape from the area. However, if running will expose you to the shooter, your next option is to hide and barricade yourself in a safe area. If the shooter enters your location, be prepared to fight back using any objects you can find as weapons. Finally, when executing your plan, it's important to remain calm and focused. Follow your plan and do not panic. Remember that luck favors the prepared mind, so it's best to know where exits are located and be prepared to calmly but quickly act in any crisis. In addition to these basic steps, there are other things you can do to prepare for an active shooter situation. First, familiarize yourself with your workplace or school's emergency response plan. This plan should outline the steps you should take in the event of an active shooter situation. Pay attention to any training sessions or drills that are provided. Another important step is to be aware of your surroundings at all times. Pay special attention to people and their behavior, such as someone carrying a weapon or acting erratically. It's also a good idea to have an emergency kit or bag nearby at all times, containing items such as water, snacks, a first aid kit, and a flashlight. This kit can help you stay prepared and calm in an emergency situation. In conclusion, coping with an active shooter requires a combination of seeking cover, observing the situation, planning your response, and executing your plan calmly and quickly. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and familiarize yourself with emergency response plans. By staying prepared and calm, you can increase your chances of surviving an active shooter situation. Cope, cover, observe, plan, execute. I'm David. Thank you for listening. Our next episode is about safe shopping online and in real life. Paid subscribers at Substack keep access to all the written archives, keep the Don't Get Dead series alive, and activate an on-call response from me as their personal or business security consultant. Get quick answers or in-depth discussions about any security or safety issues of concern. It's a cost-effective way to utilize professional security expertise as you need it at your home or business. Remember these words to live by. Don't get dead.